Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today, Radio Gallery connects you with a photography exhibit and a bit of literary arts. The photography exhibit is from the Grammy Museum traveling exhibit Daniel Kramer, Photographs of Bob Dylan, and the literary showcase is happening this weekend, all part of Hibbing Dylan Days. It's in honor of the celebration of Bob Dylan's birthday. There's a writing contest. Every year, writers from around the world, this year from Turkey to England, from New York to Duluth, writers competed in categories of poetry, fiction, and students to win honors at the Hibbing Dylan Days. Second place in fiction went to a local, Duluthian Phil Fitzpatrick, and he joins us today.
My name is Phil Fitzpatrick, and I'm a retired English teacher and a writer of both poetry and fiction.
And you took second place in the writing contest for the Dylan Days this year.
My story, Foul Shot, took second place in the fiction category, and the story Foul Shot I've been working on for quite a few years. I started writing it when I was up working on the range. It's about a young high school student who lives on the range and has his parents break up, and he's on the basketball team, and he's trying to figure out how to make it through a basketball season while his parents are working out a relationship. And there's a little bit of family history that comes into the story that involves his father and his grandfather, both who worked in the mines. The whole reason for naming the story Foul Shot is that he's standing at the free throw line at the end of the game, and there's a shift in time in the story, which I like to experiment with from time to time in my writing, and suddenly he finds himself in the mines as an adult working with some of the fellows that he played high school basketball with, and there are different takes on management and labor. It was inspired by my experience with a variety of students of all ages, really, up on the range, and how difficult it is for some students to both, especially at the college level now, both to go to school full-time and also hold down at least a part-time, if not a full-time job. And some of the students that I taught actually were raising families. So I'm always very eager to pay a lot of homage, as you say, to the students on the Iron Range who, for one reason or another, have many things to do in their lives besides go to school. You know, I never worked in the mines. I visited a mine once with one of my students, took me into a mine to look at what it was like on the inside, and I think that all kind of contributed to the development of this story.
What are the criteria that they give you for the writing contest?
Well, the nice thing is that it doesn't have to necessarily have to do with Bob Dylan or even the Iron Range. It's an open contest, and they get entries from all over the world. I'm quite inspired by Dylan's versatility as a writer. I have started writing poems about Bob Dylan, which now total a number of about 15 or 16. They're 24 lines long, and I really try to come at it from a different angle in each one, and I'm hoping to get about 24 finished before I see whether or not I can find a publisher.
Hibbing Dylan Days Literary Showcase is on Friday, May 23rd. This year's Dylan Days will feature the American debut of the Grammy Museum traveling exhibit, Daniel Kramer, Photographs of Bob Dylan. Find links to the events in Hibbing at KUMD under Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.